The Arab Open University is a non-profit private university founded in 2002 in Kuwait, Jordan, and Lebanon. 1 year later, more open universities opened in Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt, and soon in Oman. The AOU, Arab Open University, is a part of the UK Open University, UKOU. The AOU has a College of Business Studies, a College of Language Studies, and a College of Information Technology and Computing. The main purpose of the university is to provide a flexible university education without specific scheduled times for classes. By doing so, the university is providing educational opportunities to more students in the Arab world. Ideally, there are no limits on the number of students who can enroll. Students who apply must have a high school certificate or be a student at a community college. So, what is open learning? Open learning is a little like distance education, but different in some ways. Open education involves distance learning, but it is unlike distance learning because students receive support in the form of tutored independent distant learning. Tutored independent distant learning means students follow a course of study provided to them by the university, but they do so independently with scheduled on-campus tutoring sessions. The tutors are individuals who are trained to tutor students in various courses. For every 20 students, a tutor specialized in that course is assigned. The time schedule for the tutorial sessions are arranged before the semester begins. So you don't have one official teacher for the course, but tutors who can meet with you if you feel you need assistance with any of the assignments. Eventually, even if you are an excellent independent learner, you will have to meet with the tutor to get advice on how you can improve. That is, if you need to improve in any areas. Now let's take a look at the kinds of learning material and grading in an open university. Typically, a student who pays is registered in a course and receives a package from the university that contains printed material. The materials arrive via mail, or you can pick them up in person at one of the university locations. The printed material is content readings and a schedule of semester assignments. In particular, these assignments are completed during one semester in order to see the student's progress in the course. Students also receive videotapes, audio cassettes, and perhaps CD-ROMs. Students spend a lot of time independently doing assignments without having the burden of meeting in the classroom. So the positive thing about this kind of higher education is you don't have to worry about being absent from class or showing up to class late. At the end of the course, there is a final exam, and it makes up a large part of the student's grade in the course. This exam is given at all university campuses at the same time. Open education means that doors for education are wide open for every individual to improve his or her education and life. Gender, age, and the date of the award of your high school certificate are not important. Students in these universities often are older and married with children. It is difficult for them to balance home lives, work, and university studies. The Arab Open University gives them the opportunity to get an education without having fixed class times, and they don't attend class in a facility. So basically, it is not very difficult to get accepted to an open university because the entry requirements are less difficult than traditional universities throughout the world. And the way instruction is organized doesn't require students to be in class at specific times. Most importantly, it doesn't matter how long ago you finished high school, you can still be considered for admission to the university. Open education, with a lot of distance education teaching methods, are being combined in the Arab world to create a flexible educational experience for Arab students who didn't follow the normal steps to graduating from high school and then immediately attending university. These major adjustments to the traditional university system are changing the lives of students across the Arab world and getting them involved in higher education.